At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Story. We should do it. You want to do it?
Please.
Well, okay.
You do it.
Oh, I'm doing it, dude.
Please.
Can't stop me. I'm the big story master. That's what they call me. Never know what's going to happen. What could it be? There's so many big stories to choose from. You never know what it could be. Big story. It's a ranking, Will. I mean, this is a good one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the Bone Fam group, you know where all the good stuff comes from.
Oh, for sure.
By the way, shout out to the Bone Fam Fantasy Football League. I'm whooping my guy first week. I'm getting that ass. He can't win. I'm going to beat his ass.
Nice.
Thank you. Ha ha ho. I'm kidding, buddy. Well, there has been a ranking. And you see these sometimes. And I know most people on the surface will go, look, what do you care what somebody says in a fan group? But these things are, they're more viable than you would think, okay? The opinions expressed by certain people are probably aligned with most people. So when I saw this, I was like, yeah, this is legit. This is something to live by. It's a top 10 list of Bone personalities.
By whom?
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
This list says, the post is my top 10 Bone personalities. Number one, a cat named Mo.
Okay.
Now, immediately, most people thought, wow, Mo has another Facebook account. Because that would be something Mo would do to be cute. I know Mo. But it's not. Somebody else. Number two, Drew Garabo.
Okay.
Two great choices. Number three, Johnny B.
Oh, that's
holy
good. Top three. That's good.
Number four, Mike Calton.
Whoa.
Immediately, I feel dirty inside, and I feel like I want to attack myself for anybody feeling that way. You know what I mean? I should never be ahead of Mike Calton on anything. Except for maybe singing. Stand up. Besides that, pretty much nothing else, really. Well, poker. I'm a better poker player than him. But besides that, he's got me on pretty much everything in life. Then John Sinning, number five. Roger from Roger and JP, number six. Spanish, number seven. JP, number eight. Put a wedge between JP and Roger there. Number nine. Will Kuntz. Kuntz.
Wow. Okay.
It's spelled wrong.
I see that.
It's a tough spelling, though.
Well, I don't know.
You're number nine, though.
All right.
Made the top ten.
That's good.
And then Carmen right after you.
All right. Pretty good.
How do you feel about it?
Well, you know, I think it's fine.
I do, too.
I think it's fine. I think it's good.
Yep.
I can't fault the list.
No.
I'll tell you what, I do take a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for here? I won't overdo it. A little bit of an issue with.
That's why a cat named Mo is number one and you're not.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Mo always has a good word for these things. I mean, so I feel like the person that wrote this list, I mean, it's kind of a person who's on the show. Because it is a person that's on the show because it's Mosh Jelton.
By the way, I just got a text from Mike Calta. He says, I'm a pretty good singer. You are, Mike. You're a very good singer.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm really good.
I'd love to hear.
I'm kidding.
Mike sing.
I've heard him sing.
I want to hear it.
They used to do Calta karaoke like all the time.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, it's good stuff,
gotta
man.
He's
like Barry White, and he's white.
All right.
He's like really Barry White.
Mm. I always thought he was kind of clowning it up, cheesing it up a little
bit. Sometimes, but every now and then, you can, even when somebody's messing around, you can hear the real, rich, melodic tones coming through. You can't fake talent. It comes out every time.
All right. You say so.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear
it. So what is your problem?
Anyway, I don't know. I just thought that I have a problem. I mean, this is his personal opinion. I would just say...
I'm mad at Mike's number four.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. No, but I will say that, you know, these are all... It's a great list. It really is. However, I mean, you give him the opportunity to come on weekly.
I mean,
on
you,
Wednesdays.
You would think that'd be an automatic number one.
You would think so. That's all I'm saying. And,
yeah.
And I would think by, you know, periphery to you being the co-host of the Johnny B Show,
yeah,
which he insults, you know, weekly.
Yeah.
We all love it. That I might be a little higher, but that's okay.
Yeah,
hey,
but
okay.
You know, in the midst of those roasts that happen, he does call you a Nazi and a racist a lot.
He does. It hurts my feelings.
So maybe that's why you slid down to number nine.
It could be.
Sorry, man.
I don't know. I feel like if we're not his favorites, then maybe a cat named Mo or Drew Garabo Live would like to,
adopt him
and have him do the recaps there.
Drew was the original spot, and I think something happened back in the day on there.
Yeah.
But I know Mo likes him. We could probably that's an easy transfer. I think Mo would probably already do it, but he don't want to step on our toes.
Well, I mean, if you want to give your blessing here tonight, then we could do the rap roast.
Here's a problem.
On the Cat Named Mo Show. And it's a black show, too, so they might like rap.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that out loud, dude.
I'm just saying.
Jesus, Lord. I can't lose another co-host.
What's the big whoop?
You're all I have.
I'm just saying.
Here's the problem. If he did it on Mo Show, it's probably just going to be about us.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Now, if he did it if he was roasting Mo and Spike and JR.
Yeah.
Or even better, just Dizzy.
Yeah.
I'd be all for that. That'd be entertaining. I'd want to hear that.
I tuned in.
I tune in anyway. I'm in my car on the way here.
Right.
Unless the Rays are playing.
I'd make an effort.
I would make an extra effort. Yes. Yeah.
To get there on time.
I would do that.
So I think with that, I think you're saying that you're giving your blessing to trade Mosh Jelton to the Cat Named Mo Show.
What can Mo trade me, though,
for
Mosh?
Future considerations.
No, I need somebody to bring some food in.
I don't know. He's got a lot.
I know.
He's got a lot of them.
Got to go to his 10-wing Rolodex, pick off one of his guests. And then he can have the rap roast.
He can have the rap roast.
Okay.
All right. I think that's what we'll do starting right now.
I mean, we could.
It's up to you, man.
I don't know.
I mean, I would be offended if I were you.
It is going to be awkward right now.
Listen, I'm just happy to make the list. With my name spelled wrong.
I'm more baffled that he put the list up and was like, what do you think, guys?
Yeah. What do you think?
All right. Do you really want to know what everybody thinks about your opinion?
Yeah, he does.
All
everybody
right.
wants to know.
That was interesting. I wonder if he was like, it was just in one of those moments, and he's already regretting it. Like, oh God, this looks gay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Shout out to Steve. I made number six on his list.
Is that the guy that spelled my name incorrectly?
Yeah, he spelled it with an H.
Yeah, what are you?
J-H-O.
What are you, from Denmark? You spelled my name with an H before the O?
That's right.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John, too. John Graham said that you and I have a special place in his heart.
Very sweet.
So I like that.
Yeah. I like what Chris said. He's been around for a long, long time. Christopher Charles. He said, that everybody is talented in their own kind of way, you know what I mean? Which is true. It's everybody's opinion is going to be different. You know, it's subjective. There's some people that don't like my stand-up. There's some people that call me the GOAT. I get it. I for one, hate myself in every way. I don't like anything I do. Really. I mean, I cook pretty well.
Besides that. A lot of things well. Come on.
I know, but I hate it, though.
Yeah, no,
I hate hearing my own voice on radio. I hate hearing my voice do anything. Watching my own stand-up cringe.
I just got a text from Mike that said, I'm a terrible singer. Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotta love them. All right, let's quickly take a phone call. Could be somebody's opinion.
All right.
Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Johnny B.
Hey, that's me.
Will Koontz.
Hey, yep, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, is this Watergate?
What? Mm-hmm. Elaborate, please.
Yeah, please.
Well, D.C., I was mistaken for D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think he's going to Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we talking about?
And I besides that, I just wanted to congratulate you, Johnny B, on the new gig and your residency.
Thank you.
Love the show. And Will, you're the man.
I agree.
To you guys all the time.
True that.
Thanks, bud. Oh, my God, you potty mouth. Jeez, you're nobody even heard it.
Oh, my God. I like the exuberance.
God, love you. Bye. God dang it. Poop. Oh, we got to take a break now. Cheese-o-pizza. Meltdowns.